But anyway, we don't have any kids yet. We do have an English bulldog named Sluggo. Sluggo. And love him more than you ought to love a dog. I think dogs in general are kind of a pain in the butt because if a dog gets sick, you can't just feed it medicine. You got to hide it in a piece of cheese. Well, we stood Sluggo out for pig of the litter last year, and we put him with the female dog for about 2 weeks, and then to make sure it took, we took him down to the veterinarian's office and had artificial insemination done twice. Now, for those of you that don't know, that's where they obtained the semen from Sluggo and put it in the female dog. And now it don't take shit to get my dog to go to the vet. You say something around my house, it sounds like vet and my dog's humping air. Yeah, honey, did we get that letter in the mail from the Veterans Administration? Oh, God damn. You know, I went down there to the veterinarian and had the audacity to say to me, Mr. White, if you'll just come on back here, we'll show you how to do this. Next time you don't have to bring in the dog, you can just bring in the semen. I said, that's okay, dog. You go ahead and jack off the dog. Yeah, he follows me around too much as it is. But enough of this comedy stuff. Here's kind of a sad story about Sluggo. He started getting older. He bit a couple of kids. He started getting real mean. And we thought we were going to have him put to sleep last year. And I called my vet. That vet's just 2 blocks from our house. And I called him up and I said, man, the older this dog gets, the meaner he gets. And he said, well, he may have a hormone imbalance. And if you'll bring him in, we'll castrate him. This will balance his hormones and maybe he'll be all right. Well, I figure nothing from nothing leaves nothing. So I put on 3 pair of Levi's and 2 flannel shirts and got some welding gloves and a tire iron and a chain. And went out there and beat the dog over the head with the tire iron, wrapped that chain around his neck. I was just going to walk him to the vet 2 blocks down the road. And we get out on the sidewalk and Sluggo sees this old man and he goes crazy. Breaks a chain, runs down there, jumps on this old man, starts tearing him up, and I'm freaking out. I run down there and pull Sluggo off this old man and start apologizing to him. I said, look, buddy, I'm sorry. The dog has a hormone imbalance. I'm taking him down right now to have his balls cut off. Old man looked at me and said, have his balls cut off? You ought to have his teeth pulled. Well, I could tell when he was 50 yards away, he didn't want to fuck me. You guys hear more about this devil worship stuff than you used to in this area? Is that a servicing thing? Because it is in Texas now. Well, that's a real serious subject and something you shouldn't make fun of, but I'm going to do it anyway. And it's not even a joke I wrote, so hang with me on this. I just saw this on television. This senator from Texas comes on the news, and he says this. He says, I'm trying to get a bill passed through the Texas legislature that will make it illegal in the state of Texas to drink human blood. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but if you have in your possession a cup of human blood and it ain't yours, hadn't you already broke some major rules? And it was a misdemeanor, wasn't even a felony. The guy thought it would help deter human sacrifice. And I see a guy out there going, well, I'll help you kill it, but I'm not drinking that blood. I don't know, if you get caught, you get a life sentence for murder, and they slap a $50 fine right on top of that. Fuck you, No, you couldn't pay it, you'd ruin your credit. Spent a lot of time growing up as a child. Living with my grandmother in Fridge. Now, Fridge is a hold-up little shit town you've never heard of. Less than 700 people in my hometown, no shit. And there's nothing to do there. It's the most boring place in the universe. It was like a sentence to go live with my grandmother. And the summer that I lived there, that I was 12 years old, I figured out something to do. And my grandma caught me in the bathroom just to doing it. Now, what makes this bad is that my grandmother was a real religious woman, and whatever I did wrong as a child, she had a Bible verse she could slap me in the face with that applied to exactly what I had done. I thought, not this time, Grandma. And I was wrong. About 30 minutes later, she walks into the bedroom. She says, well, it says right here in the good book, grandson, that it is better for your seed to fall in the belly of a whore than on the ground. Said, boy, it's tough to argue with that kind of logic, Grandma. You got 50 bucks. First time I ever had sex in my life, my grandmother caught me in her garage. She Bible thumped me. And I was kind of a smart ass little kid, if you can imagine. She told me that someday I'd be standing side by side with the Lord, watching my life pass before my eyes, answering for each and every one of my sins. And what would I say to him when this came up? I told her, I'm going to tell him, watch this, here comes the good part. Kind of like to see this again myself. Oh, I was 15, but I was throwing some dick here. This is... I started working at ski resorts in Colorado this year, and I got to go snow skiing for the first time in my life. By applause, snow skiers in here? Yeah, I hated it. I thought it sucked. They called me Dr. Plow.